It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA. Pennsylvania is hoping to make access to its massive amounts of data a bit easier. The Wolf administration this week launched Open Data PA. Governor Wolf says the goal is to be more transparent and accountable while creating economic opportunities for businesses and entrepreneurs. The project opened with 12 data sets, including information about job creation and school performance, with the expectation of more agencies and program areas coming on board soon. Some of the most cutting-edge research on driverless cars is being done in Pittsburgh, but they might be in use across the border sooner than in Pennsylvania. Officials with the Ohio Turnpike say they will likely start testing the cars within 12 months and possibly before the end of the year. Officials say the Ohio Turnpike is ideal for testing self-driving cars because it is relatively straight and flat with three lanes running in each direction. This week, the Tech Report goes inside a cancer cell. At the most basic level, cancer can be defined as the DNA of a normal cell going haywire. Two of the more common ways DNA goes rogue is through duplication of one or more of the cell's 23 chromosomes and through structural variations where sequences within the DNA get rearranged. Usually those types of changes are looked at separately, but Carnegie Mellon University Assistant Professor of Computational Biology, Jian Ma, is using servers at CMU to crunch data to see how those two mutations relate to each other.
The advantage, of course, is that if you look at them together, you can identify these events more precisely in a more unbiased way. And then also you will be able to tell if this structural rearrangement happened before chromosome duplication or after.
Ma is doing this by looking at breast and cervical cancer genomes that have already been sequenced as part of the Cancer Genome Atlas. The Atlas is a federally funded project to catalog the genetic mutations responsible for cancer. He's pushing that huge data set through code that he calls Weaver.
People like me, you know, as a computational biologist, our interest is to develop new analytic tools that can look at these data from different perspective, that and then you can potentially identify new things relevant to the biology.
Weaver has found some duplicated chromosomal regions that are caused by specific structural variations. Ma has published his code in the journal Cell Systems and hopes scientists will use it on other data sets. Adrian Lee is a professor of pharmacology and chemical biology at the University of Pittsburgh. He says medicine keeps producing bigger and bigger data sets.
And so now we're virtually dependent upon computational biology to try and decipher what these changes mean. You know, if, say, you have in a cancer, you find a million changes, but only 20 of them are important. How do we find those 20? It's kind of your needle in a haystack.
Lee says every cancer evolves over time.
If you take it at year one and then take another biopsy at year two, suddenly it's changed. We can measure the DNA and then try and build models that predict how it changed over time and then what it would have done in the future. In that way, we can kind of predict how it's going to change and then what we should target.
Ma says he hopes to improve his algorithms to better understand those evolutions and then apply it to more samples from the Cancer Genome Atlas project. From there, it could move into the clinical setting.
You know, this Weaver at the moment is just an algorithm. There's no direct clinical impact yet. But, you know, I think I'll be interested in exploring potential opportunities like how to apply Weaver in a broader context.
Researchers say someday this type of big data crunching could help doctors tailor a specific treatment to a patient's specific cancer. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.